reached midweek Wednesday. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. Likely going to see rain this afternoon, rain tonight, rain tomorrow. We're going to look at that weather forecast here in just a little while, but so far it's going to stay on the warm side, then cool down a little bit, and still going to be very, very wet. Some students in Olympia telling lawmakers if they're required to say the Pledge of Allegiance, the schools should be required to teach them the history and meaning of the words.
Senator Jim McCune is sponsoring a bill to require school districts to offer instruction in the meaning and history of the Pledge of Allegiance.
It all started in 1892 with a minister that was 37 years old that wrote it down, and then it grew from there.
The idea for the Graham Republicans legislation came from Eatonville Middle School students who testified in support of the measure in a committee hearing.
Students disrespect the pledge because they do not know what they're pledging for. They do not know the meaning and history of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Without knowing the meaning, students will never understand why the pledge is so important.
If students are required to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, they should have a proper education in regards to its meaning.
The bill calls for school districts to teach the Pledge of Allegiance once in elementary school, once in middle school, and once in high school. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
Let's check in over in Olympia with our state senator, Shelley Short.
7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
I'm Tracy Ellis. So what's happening with all of these initiatives to the legislature?
This week's update is the last three were certified to the legislature for our action. One repeals capital gains, the second bans the state income tax, and the third repeals the state's new long-term care program. They're joined by the other three that have already been certified, just reminding folks, restoring police pursuit, repealing cap and trade, that's the one that's caused all of our gas prices to go crazy, and the parental rights one, really how parents, the schools communicate with parents, and the expectations that parents have for their kids. But really what I think this does, this is a year of people fighting back. And I love that. This is their stand against a frustrating majority party that puts government ahead of the people. And I think they're getting fed up and they're tired of the direction the legislature's taken. I routinely hear that these bills take too much power and control over our daily lives. They make life in Washington more expensive. Frankly, now we're the fourth most expensive state to live in. And declaring that crime is somehow something we have to tolerate. My Democratic colleagues call these policies progressive, but I think most of us recognize they're really rolling the state backward. You think about rampant crime. Think about lack of child care in so many of our communities. Think about the cost of living in the state. And you can certainly add a lot more to that. But the thing that I love about this is the people are taking their state back. The first battle has been won, but folks, this is the first step. There's a long way to go.
7th District State Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia.
Long ways to go before we get to take our state back. So far, we're still losing that battle. You know, we've got 6 initiatives that have been certified with enough signatures to go to a vote, and that should send a signal to Olympia. It has not. Those 6 initiatives, even though they keep some senators keep pressing to get a hearing on these, so far, no hearing.
Senator Jeff Wilson says he and his Senate Freedom Caucus colleagues believe a public vote would demonstrate the legislature's respect for the people of Washington.
It's a requirement that initiatives go to the front of the line. We do need to hear these bills. We need to look at these initiatives and take them for how the people presented them to us.
The state constitution says initiatives shall take precedence over all other measures in the legislature except budgets.
At the very least, the requirement is that we do need to listen to the voters and respect this initiative process.
Lawmakers can take no action and allow the initiatives to advance to the ballot, but Wilson says such inaction demonstrates disrespect for the people. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
All right, 3:30 this afternoon on the Capitol steps, a number of speakers and people demanding that hearings be held. We'll see if that gets anywhere at all.
Happy New Year. It's Guinevere from Saunders Furniture. My goal for 2024 is to eat healthier and get better sleep. Saunders Furniture has brand new mattresses that will help me sleep better. My favorite mattress is a Pillow Top because they're extra fluffy. Saunders has all the different mattresses to try, from fluffy to firm. You can act like Goldilocks and try out each one. For a good night's sleep, come to Saunders Furniture, located in downtown Colville. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
A 24-year-old Kettle Falls man arrested multiple child sex crimes. The Eastern Washington Region Missing and Exploited Children's Task Force investigating a case involving child pornography. They believe that suspect was located in Kettle Falls. The Stevens County, the State Patrol, Homeland Security, Border Patrol. Well, they all serve search warrants. Kettle Falls located Jacob Carnes, the suspect of this investigation. They did find numerous electronic devices, seized them from Carnes, thousands of images of child pornography. Probable cause also developed that Carnes had victimized at least one child. He's now being held $250,000 bail, Stevens County Jail, multiple felonies including child molestation, sexual exploitation of a minor, possession and dealing with depictions of a minor engaged in sexually explicit conduct. It is very likely that Carnes also will be charged federally. If you happen to have additional information, you are asked to call the sheriff's office. That would be 684-5296 and reference case number 240761. But again, this Jacob Carnes was found there in the Kettle Falls area. Today is the last day for the Hunter's Harvest Report. Here's more on that from Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Toma with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. We receive a lot of questions from the public, and what we've been hearing more frequently is, when is the deadline for reporting my deer harvest, and what does WDFW do with the data? Hunter Harvest Reports is mandatory in Washington, and the deadline is coming right up. You have until January 31st to report the majority of the general season hunting harvest. Even if you did not harvest an animal, you are still required to complete a report on each tag purchased. WDFW biologists use harvest information to manage game animal populations, like deer, elk, and bear. In Northeast Washington, where heavy timber makes it difficult to survey for deer and elk, we use information from hunters, such as the number of deer killed, and days spent hunting as an index to population size. That information does not give us an exact population estimate. However, the hunter reports combined with pre-season surveys assist us in knowing whether that species population is generally increasing, decreasing, or stable. If hunters fail to report their harvest, it may lead biologists to believe a population is declining, in which case this could prevent more hunting opportunities to develop in the coming years. On the other hand, if hunter harvests are being completed, a more accurate representation of the species count is being presented and could assist in additional hunting opportunities to be added. In addition to asking hunters whether they harvested an animal or not, we ask what GMU or GMUs they hunted in and how many days they spent hunting each unit. Biologists use this information to gauge the amount of effort hunters are making to harvest an animal and how many days it takes to harvest that animal. Since taking hunters a lot of effort to harvest a deer, you can reasonably assume there might be less deer out there to harvest. The clock is ticking, so please get your harvest reports done. You must submit it through WDFW's Wild System. You can also find previous year's harvest numbers on the WDFW website. To get started, go to wdfw.wa.gov and use the search box in the upper right-hand corner and type in harvest report. If you have questions for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. You can also win a can of bear spray, so be sure to include a phone number or email address in your question.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Coming up this weekend in Shawila, it is Winterfest. They are hosting artists and winter lovers from all around. They have opening ceremonies Saturday. They've got the art show and that. Here's more on the art aspect of Winterfest.
Tim Nielsen, the Winterfest art show opens Thursday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at the gallery. The night before the 31st, we have the awards presentation for the fine arts at the brewery. And then the next night, on First Thursday, up at the McCunn Gallery, we do the awards. So they have to shut down on Friday. Then it opens on Saturday from 11 to 9 with the music and stuff. I believe the skewering starts at 11:30 on the field behind Mountain Market on Main. You know, we've got a lot of really nice art in this gallery, and it's open to aspiring artists, to professionals, working professionals. And every year it gets a little better. The quality just keeps going up. But juried means they pay $45 and they submit two pieces to me digitally. And then I attach a number to it, the title, the medium, the dimensions, with no name to the artist. So I create the list of items submitted, and then I send it to my two judges, and they're both professional artists and educators. So one's in Portland, and Jeanette Escobar, and then my other judge, Leslie Lambert, in Southern Idaho. They have their system of, they each go through and then they negotiate, basically. And we had 66 entries, and I believe 56 made it into the show. And then after they're in, then they go back through and we have a best in show, first, second, third place, and any honorable mentions. And it's a cash award. I basically take all the money that I bring in, goes back to awards when it's a new show, and make postcards for the artists to give out. And so it's kind of growing organically. And I guess when you're asking who buys, the local community, I've shipped paintings across the country. They see it on Facebook and then they call me. The Winterfest is a great show for that, because that is how you will get on this gallery's radar. And I have found artists that I represent year-round now, several of which I have found through the Winterfest. They heard about it. They entered it. One of them got best in show one year. One of them got first place. One of them got second and an honorable mention. And they're all in my gallery now. It gives me a chance to network within the community as well and see new work.
All right. By the way, during Winterfest, Main Street gets shut down in Shawila. Check it out. If you want more, just be down there come Saturday. Or you can always give Tim a call, 509-936-9181. Okay. I guess we better talk about two legislative bills that... You know, the legislators, they say they just don't have time. They are too busy dealing with bills. They are not going to have hearings on these initiatives. But they are hearings and moving along very quickly. A bill that will reduce blood alcohol concentration for operating motor vehicles. This would go, we already have a very low 0.08. This would drop it to 0.05. Of course, it's okay. The state, so long as it can sell their marijuana and people can drive around that way, okay. But don't go have a drink because the state wants to lower the blood alcohol to 0.05. That would, a person commits a crime if they are in physical control of a motor vehicle. If their blood alcohol concentration, the new bill, if it gets passed, will reduce Washington State to 0.05. Another bill that we think you should be aware of, they are debating a bill, heavy debate on this one, that would put online grocery coupons, no, they wouldn't happen anymore. Because according to some senators, well, people don't have smartphones or computer access. It would require grocery stores to honor any posted electronic coupons, even if a consumer is not subscribed to the store's app or their website. They would have to give everybody the coupon price. Kind of would does away with the idea of sale coupon prices, but State Senator Steve Conway, he's from Tacoma, sponsor of the bill. He says the store's refusal to honor a discount price available only online or the store's app is discrimination. In the initial hearing, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, the chair, Karen Kaiser from Des Moines, she had her horror stories. She says, I go to my local store and they have such poor Wi-Fi, you can't open the coupon in the store, even if you have the app. There's frustration of all kinds for consumers. So they want to make it where stores, if a store has online coupons, they just do away with them, and whatever price is what everyone would pay. That's your Washington State legislators.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Nolan Hickman getting a career-high 24 points. Gonzaga rolling to a 92-58 victory over Loyola Marymount last night. Hickman sank 10 of 14 shots, 4 3-pointers, added 5 assists for the Bulldogs. They are now 16-5, 7-1 in the West Coast Conference. The Bulldogs led 45-29 at halftime, scored the first 12 points, 23 of the first 25 in the second half. Gonzaga, going to be a tough game coming up. First place, St. Mary's coming to Spokane. That game gets played on Saturday. Colville basketball hosting Newport last night. We had those games on 92-1 KCRK. The opening game, Colville overpowered Newport, defeating the Grizzlies 60-11. Olivia Ortner led Colville 16 points. Boys game, Colville and Newport traded the lead several times, ending regulation tied at 63. In the overtime period, Colville outscored Newport 8-6, winning the game 71-69. Dunham getting 11 points for Colville. Spencer Boswell with 14, Jeff Bateman 16, Maddox a team high 18 points. Four of those 18 coming in overtime. Next up for Colville, they end the regular season down at Deer Park. That's going to be Thursday. We'll have those games on 92.1 KCRK starting about 5:45. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, coming up February the 5th. It begins Happy Feet February. There are going to be different brands on sale each week. Don't miss it. Happy Feet February at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, 1st and Main, downtown Colville. Foggy skies, an afternoon high of 42. Good chance of a little bit of rain overnight, not heavy rain, 37 the low. Rain and fog on Thursday. Rain and fog Thursday night on into Friday. High temperatures still going to stay up just above 40, 41, 42 degrees. Overnight lows going to get down near freezing, about 32 Friday night, 31 Saturday night. We could get down to 27 on Sunday and Monday night. So you want to be careful. We are going to be right at that freezing and a little below freezing. Yeah, the roadways could get slick again. Don't forget, coming up on starting Monday, Happy Feet Week down at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Eric Carpenter on KCVL, KCRK.